If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Finding suitable mental health medications can be a challenge. The GeneSight test may help. Did you know that genetics can play an important role in gaining insight on how a person may respond to various medications? Understanding this may help reduce medication trial and error. GeneSight is a genetic test that analyzes variations in DNA. It shows how genes may affect someone's metabolism or response to medications commonly prescribed to treat depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.
This is The Jerry Callahan Show.
Man, we got a lot to get to on this Monday after the first Monday post the apocalypse, post the overthrow, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And as expected, we saw lots of protests, skirmishes with cops, marches, chanting, just craziness. And one thing I don't think I saw, I may have missed it, but these protests, I mean, almost all of them were in places where abortion will be legal. In fact, maybe expanded. These are places that will start a tourism, a abortion tourism industry. People will be flying in and busing in and driving into these places like Massachusetts and New York and California and Illinois. They'll be going there just for their abortions. It'll be, you know, the travel bureau will have billboards, come to us and get your abortion. I don't, and even the politicians who are kicking and screaming, Liz Warren and Nancy Pelosi, they're from places that will be unaffected. It's just bizarre. The places that want to ban abortion, the places where the citizens and their elected representatives are against abortion, they're good. They're good. We're good. I mean, Mississippi, they're good. Missouri, they're good. But California, Los Angeles, that's where a lot of the protests were. New York, what do they care? Nothing changes for them. In fact, they'll be people will be a really fanatical extreme on this. They'll move there. There are companies offering to transfer you. If you work for Disney in Florida, they'll transfer you to California where you can get all the abortions you want. It seems strange that that the Supreme Court, that Sam Alito said, this is up to the states. This is not our thing. And what people did all weekend was rant about the Supreme Court and rant about a theocracy. We will get to Dave Portnoy with perhaps the dumbest rant of the weekend and the reaction to Portnoy. I'm guessing Portnoy wasn't expecting quite the blowback because he had to do a little a golden hour video yesterday where he said, can't we just get along? Can't we make up? Can't we be friends? But there are not many companies as woke as Barstool. Barstool had a rainbow-colored SUV driving around yesterday on Pride Day in New York. They painted an SUV with the Barstool logo with the rainbow colors because they are just so woke. I'm not sure they'll be paying their employees to fly and drive wherever they want for their abortions. You know what? I'm just going to say right now, Ironhead, I'm not going to either. If you want to go, I know you're up in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a purple state, hopefully turning a little redder. If you want to go somewhere for an abortion, I'm not paying. You can pay your own way. I have a question when it comes to these companies, and the list is long of companies paying employees immediately coming out and announcing they will give you $4,000 if you want to go get an abortion because they're pro-choice. Well, if they're pro-choice, what if their employee decides to have the baby? Will they get the $4,000 too? or is it just for ending the pregnancy? Those are the only ones who are going to get the $4,000. But as expected, a lot of the reaction was crazy. A lot of the reaction was off the rails. We have that classy little space alien, Lori Lightfoot, giving a speech. We have Nancy Pelosi shoving a little toddler on the stage because that toddler's mother happens to be a Republican, so she didn't want her taking up too much. It's one of the most incredible videos you will ever see. We'll play you that and give you the my play-by-play. We'll give you some of the reaction to Portnoy's video, and we'll give you some of the companies we're trying to outwoke each other. I'm telling you, there's going to be a company that will give you $1 million if you get an abortion. They're just trying their best to get ahead of this and not upset their super woke employees, because one side of this, the losing side, is the crazier side, as expected. And, you know, they're vandalizing churches and pregnancy centers, but mostly in blue states where it will not affect them, will not affect anyone. But it was a wild weekend to say. We have the company that made the craziest offer to its employees. I'll get to that one. We have a rock star who says he's renouncing his U.S. citizenship. He's so upset, he's renouncing his U.S. citizenship. And I'm going to guess this clown will be a citizen of a European country which has more stricter abortion laws than America. But whatever, you don't want to be an American. Who needs you? Warren Sapp gives us a candid assessment of Colin Kaepernick's workout with the Raiders. I'm a little disappointed in this, to be honest with you. I'm hoping, as I've said many times, I'm hoping Kaepernick makes a comeback just so I can watch him fail, but it doesn't sound like it's going to happen. And we have to go over this again. The Cleveland Browns gave up 3 first-round picks and $246 million to a guy who's not going to play anytime soon. The Deshaun Watson suspension is coming down this week, and it will affirm my opinion that it's the worst trade in NFL history. I don't know anything else that can touch it. You give up three first round picks and $240 million for a guy who can't play, won't play, a guy who you knew was going to get suspended. You knew the basic facts of the case, and they did it anyway. God, Cleveland Browns, this will cement their reputation as the dumbest organization in sports. I'd rather be a Redskins fan right now than the Browns. It's pretty bad, but we'll give you the details on that and a lot more on today's Callahan Show. All right, our newest sponsor, Athletic Greens, is a product I've added to my morning routine, and I use it every day. Instead of taking daily supplements for my nutrition, I use AG1 to get 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals, whole-source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start my day right. The founder of Athletic Greens experienced a bunch of gut health issues, and he ended up on a complicated supplement routine costing him over $100 a day. This led him to take his health into his own hands and create Athletic Greens for a more optimal nutrition routine. Ever since I started taking AG1, I've noticed improved energy throughout the day, better sleep, and improved recovery after my runs and workouts. All I do is put one scoop in a glass of water each morning. I drink water all the time in the morning. Now I just add a scoop and I'm good to go. It has a mild and tropical taste, and it's much easier than choking down a bunch of vitamins in pill form. And it's way cheaper than the alternatives, costing less than $3 a day. If you're going to invest in anything, it might as well be your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Jerry. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/GERRY to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Here it is. We know lots of companies. I have the list right here that are offering to pay their employees $4,000. It seems, I don't know how they came up with that number, but $4,000 seems to be the going rate for companies that will pay your travel costs to go to another state to get an abortion. It is long, man. Dick's Sporting Goods, they were right out in front. They were very vocal. The CEOs all gave their take and said how disappointed they were in the Supreme Court allowing the voters to decide. Is there anything funnier than people who were upset about this, who said it was a threat to democracy, who said, you know, this was some kind of fascist move by the Supreme Court, who clearly, Alito's opinion clearly states this is a decision for the voters, for their elected representatives, not for a bunch of unelected judges. And again, seven white men made the decision 49 years ago. And the decision to overturn them was made by a black man, a woman, and three or four others in robes who said, it's not our call. It's the voters. It's the people. Let the people decide. In Mississippi, they don't want abortion. They don't want legal abortion. They certainly don't want it after 15 weeks, like most of the civilized world. They don't want it after 15 weeks. They don't want any part of second or third trimester abortion. That's what the voters want. And we're letting the voters decide, and people have lost their minds. And the arguments some of them made are just madness. And we'll get to Anna Navarro, who had perhaps the dumbest take, besides Portnoy's, of the weekend. But here's just a partial list of companies who will pay you to go somewhere else and get an abortion. Alaska Airlines, Amazon, of course, Airbnb, Apple, Bloomberg, Bumble, Citigroup, Dick's Sporting Goods, Disney, GoDaddy, Hewlett-Packard, Levi, Lyft, Microsoft, Starbucks, of course, Tesla, Yelp, Uber. These are companies that I assume are just trying to keep up. You know, like you can't, if you're Uber and you say, we'll pay any, you know, your drivers, you're going to pay your drivers $4,000. But the reaction, immediately you got people saying how crazy this is. Like, and someone tweeted out how many times Dick's Sporting Goods has been fined $33 million for under, I forget the exact violations by the federal government for screwing their employees. $33 million for underpaying them, I believe, and for not paying overtime, things like that, violations like that. They're going to pay $4,000 if you get an abortion. They won't give you a fair, they won't give you what they owe you, but if you take time off to go to another state for your abortion, they'll hand you a check for $4,000. But here's my favorite one. Here's my favorite one. This was on Friday, obviously, immediately after the, shortly after the decision. Patagonia. You a big Patagonia guy, Ironhead? I got a Patagonia sweatshirt for Father's Day, and I like it. But it still has the tags. I still have the receipts. So I don't know if I should let this affect me. Patagonia not only said they'll, of course, pay for your abortion, pay for your travel. They said Patagonia will pay bail for employees arrested for protesting the decision. Now, as we know, you don't get arrested for protesting. You get arrested for rioting. You get arrested for breaking the law. I don't ever remember, maybe I'm wrong, maybe during the George Floyd riots, I don't remember a company. I know the vice president, and I know some Barstool employees contributed to the bail fund for the Minnesota rioters who were burning down police stations. Yeah, good. Our texter says his son works at Dick's. They pay time and a quarter for overtime. That might have been one of the violations. I got the story here. I'll look for the details on things, on laws they violated. Time and a quarter? Never heard of such a thing.
Never heard that one.
Those same people are going to give you $4,000. I don't even know how Dick's, every time I go in Dick's, there's like no one in there. You know, I love sporting goods stores. I just, you know, try on the baseball glove, you know, bounce a basketball. I like that. But every time I'm in there, there's nobody in there. They have enough money to give all their employees $4,000 to go get an abortion, but Patagonia said they'll pay their employees to go out and get arrested, essentially. They'll pay your bail if you go out and, I don't know, take a swing at a cop, break a window. This is corporate America. They're so cowardly. I mean, they're corporations. they're supposed to be concerned about their, you know, their bottom line, their stock price, their stockholders. And they're getting so political that they're offering to pay employees to break the law. Now, the reason they're doing that is because if they don't, then the mob, then the media, then the, you know, the crazies we saw in the streets all weekend, they'll come after them. So they're trying preemptively to stop people from coming after them. But I don't have an update to see how many Patagonia employees got arrested for whatever, rioting, looting, and then got bailed out by their employer. I'm not doing that for you either, Ironhead. If you go out and get busted, you're on your own. But I mean, what if a company just said, we're good, they're letting the voters decide. Mississippi doesn't want abortion. California does. Sounds good to me. Would that company survive? You know, if a CEO said that, I guess, you know, Mike Lindell will say that. But how many other CEOs would dare say, this makes sense to me, instead of the unelected judges? We're leaving it to the elected representatives. They would get savaged, which is why. Oh, I do want to, before we get to Portnoy, I do want to, I watched lots of, you know, protests over the weekend and people, you know, attacking the cops, you know, attacking the cops in Los Angeles or Chicago. First of all, they're cops. They're not, they didn't make this call. Secondly, what do you think you're going to accomplish from that? I mean, you're going to advance your cause if you attack an LAPD guy who's just trying to do his job. You're yelling at him, you're grabbing him or whatever, spitting on him. I saw this and I sad to say, I didn't know who it was, but an actress at a protest in LA, upset about, you know, the fact that there'll be fewer abortions, very upset. And I will give her this. She's probably the most fit of all the protesters I saw this weekend. Most of them look like, oh, there's one. You got to find this one. There's a woman who looks exactly like Michael Moore. Exactly. And I'm telling you, you have to look twice. She is his twin. She's got a sign. She's protesting, which is what most of the protesters look like. They look like Michael Moore or Anna Navarro, or, you know, they looked like drag queen story hour performers. But here's the protest in LA. They blocked the highway in Los Angeles because Roe v. Wade. And they attack the cops, and the cop throws some woman to the ground, which is no big deal. I don't think they arrested her either. I mean, why not arrest her? She's obviously committing a crime. And then we find out she's an actress. And I didn't know her, but you did. What was she on? What's her name again? Give me her name.
Her name's Jodie Sweetin. She was Stephanie Tanner on Full House.
See, I'm not a big Full House guy. It was not my era, but it doesn't mean I can't enjoy watching her get thrown to the ground. But what's her name? Julie, what's her name again?
Jodie Sweetin.
Jodie. Hi, Jodie. What are you thinking you're going to accomplish here, Jodie, as you attack this cop who's trying to keep the highway open in L.A.? But let's watch.
Do you know who I am?
That's, he didn't arrest her. You know, they're blocking the highway and attacking the cops, and they don't arrest her. First of all, they should, whatever, mace her, tase her. She's attacking a police officer. Secondly, what are you accomplishing there, Jody?
Well, the best part is when she hit the ground, the siren on her bullhorn went off.
There's all, was that her bullhorn? There's so many actors and actresses and singers and, you know, movie stars and celebrities are all upset because they're trying to just, you know, affirm their credentials. See, I'm super woke and I'm angry about this. Like Portnoy, who, you know, let's be honest, Portnoy is super celebrity now and he can't take any chances. He wants to stay in with the in crowd. It's the old, you know, Howard Stern, Jimmy Kimmel move. You don't want to get canceled for things you did in the past. Make sure the woke crowd, the woke mob loves you, or at least thinks you're on their side. And I it's a strategy. It's understandable if you're Portnoy, just like it is. I mean, look at Stern and Kimmel. They both wore blackface. Stern's on video saying the N-word over and over again, and the F slur. He said it routinely for years. And he knows if he doesn't get in, ingratiate himself with the mob, with the media, with the New York Times and all the mainstream media, then he's done. So he made a decision one day to suck Hillary's toes, Hillary Clinton, to do a 2-hour interview with her where he just slobbered over her and, you know, talk about how great Ellen is. And that's Portnoy now. He doesn't want to, he doesn't want the mob coming after him. He's on tape saying, singing the N-word, which was, you know, his company, all his employees turned on him. I defended him because he was just singing a rap song, and he's Dave Portnoy. He does that kind of thing, but whatever. He's afraid that the employees will turn on him again. So he came out immediately, and he was tweeting about it initially. He just said he's going to do politics, and he tweeted some stupid tweet about the Constitution and said, this just sucks for everybody. And my only response was, it doesn't suck for the babies who will live. I'm sorry. You have to look at it that way, Dave. You have to look at it. There's a benefit. I know maybe not for you, but for some people, some little babies might survive here because of this, because of the new way we're regulating abortion. But Portnoy goes on a rant, like 2 minutes long. Well, we don't have to play it all, but looks like you just get out of bed. Goes on a rant. His employees, you know, KFC and the big cat and the guy with the sunglasses, all of his employees, except maybe Minahan, who doesn't fit in there. He's not woke, even though he plays along sometimes. He's not woke, and he would, I haven't talked to him. I don't know what he thought of this, but most of the employees at Barstool probably stood up and applauded this, that their guy was fighting for abortion rights. But not real well thought out, doesn't really understand the issue, doesn't understand that the voters are going to decide. And on top of it, he somehow goes off on the Constitution. Like, why do we allow our country to be ruled by a 250-year-old document? And my first reaction was, first of all, how insane that is, that you're against the Constitution. Can I just say to my friend here, El Prez, that if you didn't have a Constitution, if you didn't have a First Amendment, Dave, you'd probably be in jail right now. You'd be in jail. You'd certainly be shut down. You think, you know, it's right now, it's, you know, big tech or Twitter that regulates people, that bans people. If we didn't have a First Amendment, it would be Nina Jankowicz and Joe Biden who would be regulating speech. They would be, they've done it in Europe countries. They go to people's house and arrest them for things they post on Facebook. That would happen here without that 250-year-old document that you think is so antiquated, Dave. Think of that. Forget the fact that, you know, they're coming after your abortion rights. They'd be coming after your free speech rights, your ability to post online. Oh, I don't even know if Barstool would exist if there was no First Amendment. If you'd even gotten this far, I don't think so. I'm telling you right now. But he hasn't thought this through. He just got out of bed and went on a rant and took a beating. Let's listen to a little bit of El Prez, and then we'll give you some of the reaction.
Okay, emergency press conference. Roe versus Wade just got overturned. Let me start by saying this is a Dave Portnoy press conference. This doesn't reflect Barstool, all right? Barstool is 300 whatever people. They all may think certain ways. This is just me, how I feel. I feel like I have to speak on this issue. I already talked about it a little bit.
You shouldn't.
To me, this is just pure insanity. Pure insanity. We are going backwards in time. We are literally going backwards in time. It makes no sense how anybody thinks it's their right to tell a woman what to do with her body. I just don't get it. To take away the ability to make informed decisions on how they want to live their lives is bananas. I know people will be like, well, no, it's a constitutional issue. They're just giving it to the states. Well, like what? 20 states are saying they're going to overturn it right away? And what if you're poor in that state and you can't go to another state and things like that? It's just nuts to me. Not to mention the same people are saying, you know, they want to take it away and overturn it are also like got to protect guns because of the Constitution. At what point do you look at the Constitution and say, hey, this was written by people who had slaves? Maybe not everything is exactly to a T in the Constitution. Like a million years from now, you're going to use a document written in the... It's just nuts. In what world? The world evolves. People evolve. Technology evolves. You got to evolve. You can't stick with this document and look at that and be like, that's the end all be all. It's literally crazy pills. This is coming from somebody who consistently is like, The U.S. is the best country in the world by a mile. I still believe it. But we're going backwards. And the left and the right suck so fucking bad. Like, the left fucking hates me. The woke left, the liberals, they're crazy. They're insane people. Yet, I end up having to vote for a moron like Biden because the right is going to put Supreme Court people in who are just ruining this country and taking basic rights away. I honestly believe 95% of the people in the country think like me. They're like, they're socially liberal and they're financially conservative. They like 90% of what Republicans, they don't like the woke culture, all this craziness. But then you look at what they're doing and it's like you're taking away basic rights. What's next? Same-sex marriage? Like, what is next? It's insane.
Shut up. I heard that all weekend. They're coming after same-sex marriage. No, they're not. And contraceptives. I got a question, and I don't know the answer, but I've never met anybody in my life. I've never read anybody. I've never heard from anybody who's against contraceptives. Never. I've gone to church, too. I've been to Catholic churches. I don't know anybody who thinks that we should take, I don't even know the argument for it. Take away contraceptives and everyone, you know, as many kids as the Romneys. Nobody's coming after your contraceptives. Nobody's same sex marriage was on the ballot in, I believe, 31 states and lost in all 31, but I'm pretty sure they have prevailed. People accepted it. It's federal law. It's fine. People have moved on from that, but that's just such a lame argument. But Portnoy took a beating mostly for saying, you know, why do we have a constitution? It's just dumb. And you'd get the sense that he doesn't even understand that, you know, it's going to remain legal, beyond legal in most blue states. And he doesn't have to worry about it. If, you know, a friend of his or employee of his, one of the wokesters at Barstool needs an abortion, they have no problem. They're in New York. They're in Boston. They're in L.A. They're fine. And if they not, they'll just go to the next state. There'll be plenty of resources to help people in whatever Texas who want to travel to New Mexico and get an abortion, or people in Missouri who want to go to Illinois and get an abortion. There'll be plenty of ways you could still do it. But let's be honest, it was radical that you had all these places where third trimester abortion was legal. I think we were one of five countries in the world, China, North Korea, and two other backwards ass places.
Great company.
Most of Europe bans it after 12 or 14 or 15 weeks, which is all they wanted to do in Mississippi. They might go a little further now, but most places that restrict abortion will say it's legal to the 15th week, which is how it works in most civilized country. But Dave wants to get rid of the Constitution, and to me, the thing that he says, and he said it before when Alito's draft leaked, he said he was going to vote for Biden in 2024. Vote for Biden, Dave Portnoy, going to vote for the guy. He's going to vote with, you know, his friends at the New York Times and Business Insider and all the people who truly hate him. They're kindred spirits now. They're all going to vote for Joe Biden. I think, you know, immediately his employees were all saying, great job, great job. But again, it's just a visceral reaction. No thought to it at all. Yeah, get rid of the Constitution. Get rid of the whole thing, Dave. The whole thing, the whole Constitution. Sure. Good idea. Get rid of our right, God-given right to free speech, free expression. You know, great idea. He took a beating from a lot of people. Then he got a little sensitive and started fighting back and, you know, responding. And he had his comms team putting together videos of people like Dan Bongino, who's one of the biggest voices on the right, obviously, big podcaster, big radio guy, TV guy. And he, you know, takes Portnoy to task, and Portnoy comes out immediately with a video when Bongino supported him and a bunch of other people, when they supported him, say, oh, gee, you love me, you know, 10 minutes ago. Well, what are they supposed to do? Love you no matter what, at all times? They disagree with this. And they went at it pretty hard. Yeah, we got Bongino up on the screen. He says, initially he says, horrifyingly uninformed and ridiculous take. embarrassed you would put that out there. So Dave comes up with something where in the past Bongino supported him. And I'm like, so what? He supported you on one issue and this one he doesn't. He's right. It's an uninformed take. It's an emotional take. You speak for a lot of people on your side of this where you just you haven't thought it through. You're just emotional. I mean, there are legal scholars, liberal legal scholars, who think Roe v. Wade was a mistake, was an overreach by seven white guys in 1973, and should be left to the states, should be left to the voters. But Bongino, then he writes, Porter writes, this would be expected. I get a kick out of people who have sucked my dick for a decade, invited me on their shows a million times, and now disagree with me. And suddenly, I'm a pussy and an idiot. And Bongino writes, I still get a kick out of defending people like this pussy against the same liberal lunatics he desperately craves the acceptance of. It's called principles, chump. Try it sometime. Go put your dog chain back on. Is that what he's wearing there, a dog chain?
No, sex video that came out, he had a chain around
him. Oh, shit. Oh, I got you. That was a pretty good shot then by Bongino. But I don't blame Portnoy. He's wrong. And again, he's emotional and he's uninformed. I don't blame him. If he came down the other way, if he said, oh, great, you know, the Roe v. Wade, this should be left to the states and I'm against abortion. If you were against abortion, there would be an uprising, a revolt in his company, like much worse than when he interviewed Trump. Remember when he was invited to the White House for a sit down with Donald Trump, and the people who worked for him were upset. They were upset. They were threatening to quit because he talked to the president. It doesn't get more insanely woke than that. You talk to a president. He didn't say, you know, I support him, I'm voting for him. He just talked to the president. And it was real clickbait, huge numbers, I'm sure. And the people who worked for him were upset. That's how nuts a crazy woke Barstool is. But he had to do this. I mean, he had to come out against this, or he could have said nothing, I suppose. But, you know, he came out against this, upset about this, upset that, you know, there will be no more third trimester abortions in 20 states, maybe. Or his company, all the wokesters, all the guys in the Pride van, and Big Cat and the sunglasses guy would have all been upset. So he did, you know, he did what he had to do to keep people in the company happy. But he took a beating from a lot of people, which was entertaining. It was a fun time on Twitter watching people attack Portnoy and him fighting back, firing back. It's, you know, it's going to be one of those deals where it'll all settle down and people in red states will do what they're going to do. And people in blue states, in California, they will legalize abortion till the kid's in ninth grade and everyone will be happy, you know, except the kid, but everyone will be happy. They'll get what they want. There won't be any reason to protest. Companies will fly their employees places if they have to, drive them places, pay them. There'll be these huge charities. Jeff Bezos gave $275 million to Planned Parenthood, I believe, last year. That money can now go to people to travel first class, you know, hotels, put them up in the Ritz, the Four Seasons, and they can go get their abortions and everyone will be happy. But that was just one of the many crazy reactions. We'll get to, we got so many others. I'll give it away. The Rock and Roller. This was my favorite. When you saw a tweet about the famous rock and roller who's renouncing his U.S. citizenship in reaction to this. And I'm thinking, geez, that could be anyone. That could be Springsteen. That could be, Eddie Vedder. That could be, Pink or Lady Gaga. They're all upset about this decision. So I'm saying, gee, which rock and roller is it? And I click on it. And it's like Billy Joe Armstrong. I'm going, yeah, that's it. Billy Joe Armstrong says he doesn't want to live in America anymore. He wants to live in Europe, where they have much stricter abortion laws across much of Europe. But whatever, again, just a dummy, just a moron who's reacting viscerally to this decision. But do we have any sound from Billy Joe? I didn't even know Green Day was still around, to be honest with you. I mean, they were obviously big. They had the Seinfeld song. That was huge. That was whatever, 20 years ago. But the, Billy Joe's the guy with the eye makeup, right?
Yep. Yep.
Do we have sound from Billy Joe now that he's leaving our... I mean, it's heartbreaking. I don't know what we'll do without Billy Joe, you know, on like 4th of July. He won't be here to celebrate with us, but he made the announcement on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Let's listen. Then we'll have Laurie Lightfoot make an announcement on stage, but let's listen to this idiot first.
Fuck America. I'm fucking renouncing my citizenship. I'm fucking coming
here. The crowd.
I'm renouncing my citizenship, and they all cheer.
Fucking stupid in the world to go back to that miserable fucking excuse for a country.
Do you know, where is he? Do you know where he was when he made this announcement? I should know that.
I'll find that.
Find that out. I don't know why I even asked, but find that out because that's a pretty big crowd. I didn't know Green Day still drew like that.
Oh, yeah, they're huge.
But you're right. You're right. They cheer. You know, fuck America. I'm renouncing my citizenship. Now he won't. It's just like all the, you know, all the celebrities, the Alec Baldwins and the Rob Reiners who said, you know, when Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. Not one of them moved. Not one of them. They never do. But he's not going to actually renounce his citizenship. And I guess he should tell us where he will be a citizen. You know, maybe he's whatever. Maybe he's already moved. I don't know. But I doubt it. I doubt it. That's Billy Joe Armstrong.
That was London.
That's in London. Maybe he'll stay there. And, you know, if you're playing to a crowd in London of young people, there's probably a lot of people there that hate America. I don't know if you saw, we don't have to get into it, but Jake Tapper was interviewing Boris Johnson over the weekend and he wanted him to rip America. Jake, obviously, just a total asshole, liberal, you know, crazy woke. He wanted to get the Prime Minister of England to criticize America for what happened, what the Supreme Court just did. He wouldn't. He just kept saying it's still a shining city on a hill. It's still the great example, the greatest place for whatever freedom and democracy. And Jake was like, oh, damn, that's not what I wanted, Boris. What are you doing to me? I want you to hate America like all of us in the mainstream media. But Boris didn't play along. Now we'll give you Billy Joe Armstrong. He's nobody. He's just a rock and roll guy with eye makeup. But Lori Lightfoot, an elected official. Oh, by the way, I should mention this. Keep in mind that the things that upset Lori Lightfoot, she's the mayor of Chicago. And over the weekend, this was yesterday morning, so the number's up. It was 20 people shot, including a five-month-old baby shot dead in Chicago over the weekend. And I'll get the number, but a number of others dead, murdered. It's a typical weekend in Chicago. They had 800 murders there. Last year, almost all of them, young black men, young black boys killed by other young black men with handguns, not AR-15s, killed with handguns, illegal handguns. And the mayor, who is a space alien, I believe she's a hyphen, it's a lesbian space alien. She's a lesbian space alien. She came out and, you know, talked about the real important issue of the day about Clarence Thomas. As she's speaking, not far away, a five-month-old baby is being murdered. And this is what this lunatic had to say in front of a crowd at a big event in Chicago.
But if you read Clarence Thomas' concurrence, he said, thank you, fuck Clarence Thomas.
Oh, fuck you, Clarence Thomas!
He thinks that we are going to stand idly by when they take our rights.
People vote. I know I'm sitting in Boston talking about people voting for these lunatics, but people vote for her. They vote for that. It's amazing. They vote for that as the city has become a war zone. Again, five-month-old child murdered, and she's screaming about Clarence Thomas. Is there anything sillier than the people who said this? And God knows, Ayanna Pressley, speaking of lunatics who get elected, immediately comes out and talks about how this is awful for racial justice and economic justice, environmental justice, and it hurts the LGBTQ community. I'm not that bright. I'm sorry. I went to Massachusetts public schools. There is that absolute weirdo Lightfoot now. By the way, see that kid she's sitting with? She's like a little toddler. the kid was murdered like 3 days ago in Chicago, but hey, whatever. You know, it's about Clarence Thomas. But how does the Dobbs ruling, how does overthrow of Roe v. Wade affect LGBTQ community? How?
I have no idea.
I'm not that bright, but that's what Ayanna said. That's what a number of crazy lefties said. And I'm going, what? If there's anything that doesn't really matter to them all that much, I would think this would be it. They're a more important thing. They could be upset about whatever, the gun ruling or the religious freedom ruling today we're expecting. But how does the abortion ruling hit them the hardest? And by the way, is there anything that upsets Ayanna Pressley more than the possibility that more black babies will be born, that fewer black babies will be aborted? It just pisses her off. She gets genuinely upset. She's like Portnoy or Lori Lightfoot. She gets irrational, emotional when someone presents the possibility that maybe more black babies will live. She hates that, which is kind of a strange and ghoulish reaction, but that's my crazy congressman. All right, we got much more to get to. I want to get to we got the Nancy Pelosi video. I will do my best to describe it because it is bizarre in D.C. At the swearing in of Maya Flores, this lovely young congresswoman from Texas, who's only, I believe, in office till November and hopefully should be reelected because it is a groundswell. It is a watershed event. A young Hispanic and a predominantly Democrat district, a young Republican woman got elected and sworn in. And at the swearing in, you're not going to believe what Nancy Pelosi did. And we'll get to Colin Kaepernick's workout with the Raiders, Deshaun Watson's fate, and perhaps the most bizarre Kamala Harris word salad. It didn't get a lot of play over the weekend. Obviously, got overshadowed by more important events. But you got to hear our vice president. And it is the greatest insurance policy. I don't know if Joe Biden has life insurance. I'm sure he does. But this is job insurance. You can't watch this and think, okay, I'm ready for Biden to step down. I'm ready for this person to step up. But we'll get to all that. But first, today's show is sponsored by Fabric. Life is already complicated. What if getting term life insurance to protect your family could be easy? Fabric has moved life insurance all online, so getting a policy that's right for your family isn't complicated at all. In fact, planning for your family's future has never been easier. Fabric was built by parents for parents to help make it easier to manage your family's finances. You don't need to schedule anything or make time for phone calls or appointments. Just apply online when it's convenient for you. In less than 10 minutes, you can apply, see your quote, and personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You can also be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Fabric also has over 1,600 five-star reviews on Trustpilot.com, and it's fully backed by Vantas Life, one of the most trusted names in life insurance since 1847. So you can feel confident that you're getting a high quality policy that is perfect for your family. They also have a 30-day money back guarantee and you can cancel anytime. Protect your family's financial future with Fabric. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/Jerry. That's meetfabric, M-E-E-T, fabric.com/Jerry. Fabric Insurance Agency policies issued by Vantas Life. Not available in New York and Montana. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Let's do the Nancy Pelosi. Let's do any good comments. Oh, you're posting, are you popping them up there? Bud says, celebrities always say they're leaving America until they find out the tax rates of other countries, and then they stay. Money talks and bullshit walks. That's part of it. Plus, there's some benefits to being an American, and they don't want to give those up. But we'll be monitoring. We'll see if Billy Joe Armstrong, I'm hoping, I would hate to lose Billy Joe. We'll see if Billy Joe Armstrong follows through, because he said that on video in front of lots of people. So we'll find out if he's indeed a man of his word. But let's get to this Nancy Pelosi video. It's amazing. As I mentioned, Maya Flores sworn in the other day. She's a young congressman. I believe she's 36. Got a couple of young kids there, young girls. She's getting sworn in. And Nancy Pelosi, who is a mean, nasty old woman, just a mean, miserable, awful old woman, And she's going to be out in her ass in November. Hopefully she'll eventually be indicted for January 6th because she made it all possible. She did not want the Capitol protected. She ordered people to let all the cops to let the rioters in. But we'll get to that at least hopefully in January when the Congress changes hands. But she literally tries to elbow this young girl off the stage. In fact, both young girls. Just watch this. Watch this video and tell me what is wrong with this old woman. Look at her. She elbows the little girl, and the little girl pushes back. Her mom, Myra, is it Myra or Myra? Yeah, it's Myra, M-A-Y-R-A, came out and said, she came out with a statement on video. It said, "No child should be pushed to the side for a photo op, period. I'm proud of my strong, beautiful daughter for not allowing this to phase her." She continued to smile and pose for the picture like a queen. Indeed, she did. Credit to her. Pelosi is so vile, shoving a little girl because her mother has an R next to her name. I guess it's better than Biden sniffing the kid's hair. If Biden were there, I'd be even more worried about the child. But
he's out back. That's Pelosi's, why their hair is kind of all over the place.
He's way. But what a sicko. Look at this. Just shoves a little child. Plenty of room for her. Wouldn't it be great if the kid just took a swing at her?
Oh, I know. She looks down, sees her, and then shoves her. It's not like it was like an accident.
That's so true. It's so true. That's her. That's characteristic of this mean, nasty old woman. Oh, your mother's a Republican, a threat to me? Get off the stage. Wouldn't it be wild if there was a little edge there and the kid went over, tumbled off the stage? Ugh, just can't wait to get rid of this.
I hope Pelosi says it was because she didn't want to get COVID or something.
That's true. She's not wearing a mask. Pelosi's not looking good. And maybe her husband's arrest. And hopefully we'll get to see the dash cam video, which will probably be humiliating. Hopefully that's stressing her out a little. But she is looking old and she is looking tired. But all right, let's get to the workout. The alleged workout. Kaepernick worked out for the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, everyone thought that made sense. It's Las Vegas. They need a backup. They have Jared Stidham now backing up Derek Carr, but he got a workout, and that's all he wants, right? All he wants is a chance. And I'm all for it. Give him a chance. I mean, he wants to be a slave, right? He says the NFL is like, they're like slaveholders. The players are like slaves. Some people, they're strange. They want to be slaves. He wants to be a slave. So he went and worked out for the Raiders. It was top secret for obvious reasons. I don't think anybody has seen any video of this, have they?
I don't know.
I have not. And I'm kind of pay attention to these things.
Oh, the cap. I thought you meant Warren Sapp, because he doesn't seem to have seen.
No, there is video. I've seen Warren Sapp talking. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sapp, let me get that up here. So Sapp, I don't even know what the hell Sapp does these days, but he's always trying to make news. This is on Vlad TV. Mm. What is that? Do you know?
It's a very popular YouTube interview show.
Oh, excellent. Who's Vlad? Vladimir Guerrero?
He keeps his identity secret.
Oh, on Vlad TV, Warren Sapp talked about Kaepernick's workout, and he says it didn't go so well. Now, Warren Sapp's an awful guy, just an awful guy. But I don't think he's making this up, because if it really went well, I think we might have heard something. We have not. According to Warren Sapp, it's one of the worst workouts ever. that's too bad. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. But let's listen to Warren Sapp on Colin Kaepernick.
I mean, do you see Kaepernick coming back? I mean, he tried out with the Raiders recently, but I heard the tryout wasn't all that great.
I heard it was a disaster. I heard it was one of the worst workouts ever. I'm wondering how the hell this happened and the tape didn't get out, right? I mean, somebody wasn't over the fence or nothing? Come on, man. We live in a world right now where you put a drone up. Hey, it ain't like they can stop you. They ain't gonna stop the workout. Talking about there's a drone up here. We don't know who this is. I mean, what? Come on, let's run this. They don't even send them up the ladder anymore. You remember when we used to go out to practice? Send the guy up the thing. He's shooting practice off. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, one of the worst workouts ever. That's too bad. Does that mean He's not going to get another trial from another team. He's 34 years old. Obviously, he's washed up. Obviously, you know, he got beaten out by Blaine Gabbert after he went 1-10 in his last 11 starts. Obviously, he's garbage, but I want to see him play in the preseason. I want to see him get a chance so we can just put it to bed. I don't want one of these deals where you always wonder, what if he just got the chance? All the wokesters, all the barstoolies will be saying, oh, they just wouldn't, they got blackballed. If they just gave him a chance, he would have led his team back to the Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen. But if you have a really bad workout, they don't invite you back. He's not going to be in training camp with anybody if he doesn't have a decent workout. So let's hope someone else gives him a shot. Maybe someone is looking for publicity. Maybe the Washington Commanders have to make a deal with the league to avoid, you know, some $100 million fine. They say, all right, we'll sign that washed up old turd and give him a chance. But we'll see how it goes for Kaepernick. Too bad, though. Raiders seemed like a good fit. He'd just be out there and backing up Derek Carr. But apparently he can't beat out Jared Stidham. He's that bad. Big news, just breaking. The Supreme Court once again gets it right. They ruled for that football coach out in Washington State that kneeled on the 50-yard line, knelt by himself in prayer after the game, got fired. That guy who's it seems like a typical high school football coach, just a rube, but a religious guy, a devout guy, and he'd say a prayer and he wouldn't stop, and they fired him, and he wins. Supreme Court, as expected, rules for coach. So good luck to coach. This isn't going to the Supreme Court. This is going to the league this week. And as somebody pointed out, Deshaun Watson's suspension will come out like Friday before 4th of July. You're not going to get a better news dump day than that. I'm not sure why it matters, but Deshaun Watson is going to get at least a year. And the Browns just gave up 3 first-round picks. I gotta do some more research. I don't understand this. I don't understand it. I don't understand. They knew this was a possibility, right?
He's
a great quarterback. I mean, I've been, you know, huge fan. Again, I voted for him for Heisman. I thought he was worth giving up this kind of package for, but not if he's gonna. I didn't know he was a freak. I didn't know he was a friggin' weirdo, a deviant, who wanted women to massage his taint against their will. I didn't know he was into slapping women with his dong. That's his thing, right? So if you're the Browns, how did you not know that? Have you read that anywhere? Because I've not read an explanation for what the Browns were thinking. Now, maybe you say he's going to get 4 games. Fine, we'll wait quarter of the season. We'll hold the fort. He'll come back. It'll give us a big boost. He's getting a year. In fact, I saw a poll where people were guessing how much time he'd get, and the least amount was a year. It was a year, 2 years, 5 years, something like that. People are expecting a full season, and his defense, which is going to cite Bob Kraft, is nonsense. Bob Kraft didn't force anyone to do anything against their will. Bob Kraft had a sexual, consensual sexual thing with a masseuse. He paid her, but he didn't force her. This guy's forcing women, touching them, having them do freaky things, and then finding another woman because his thing was to make them uncomfortable, to make them scared of him. That was his thing. So we have victims, lots of victims. There's no victim in the Bob Kraft thing. So that doesn't work. There is no comparison. You look at things like, Ben Roethlisberger. There was one woman, I believe, who accused him, or was it one or two? One or two. He got 4 games. No, he's got 6 games, I believe, lowered to 4. This is dozens, and 66, but 24 were suing him or pressing criminal charges or both. So they have dozens, and they've interviewed them, and they heard the stories, and there's literally no defense. So he's getting a year. And I don't think the Browns get to keep the receipt and go back to the store and get their 3 first-rounders back. But that will go down this week. And I'll be curious as to who will be defending Watson and saying this is too harsh. Because, again, he's just a fool, too. You should be suspended for what he did, but it should be worse because you're such an idiot. I mean, did you think you could hide this? Did you think 60 women were going to stay quiet about your weird, your proclivities? Oh, just breaking news. All right, breaking. Before we get to Kamala's, you know, insane words, we had lots of breaking news today. I like breaking news. We gave you the Supreme Court's decision on the coach. Now we have a Russian court sets a trial date for U.S. basketball star Brittney Griner. Now, this is awful. I mean, did you ever think she'd still be in there?
No.
However, 4 months, 5 months later for, what was it, cannabis oil or whatever, gummies or, I mean, just weed. I mean, and she's still in prison. And she can't even talk to her wife because the U.S. embassy, because the Biden regime is so incompetent, she has to go through them. And every time she tries to call the embassy, no one picks up. So she can't even speak to her wife, but she's going to go to trial. We don't know when, but wouldn't that be unbelievable if she gets sentenced to like 10 years?
She could face 10 years in prison if convicted on charges of large-scale transportation of drugs.
Oh, man. Large-scale transportation of drugs for a little weed. Liz, I guess she should have known better, finer, whatever. She's done her time. But she picked a bad time, I'd say, to break the laws of Mother Russia. Bad timing on Brittney Griner's.
Stat that she's not going to like, though. Fewer than 1% of defendants in Russia criminal cases are acquitted. That's a lot.
Fewer than 1%?
Yeah.
There was another story, and obviously she's famous, and I feel bad for her. And it's kind of a unifying thing. Everybody feels bad for Brittney, and everyone would like to get her out. Nobody's like, she deserves it. There was a guy, and I read this story, went to get surgery in Russia, and he took medical marijuana for the pain and recovery, and he's facing the same deal like 10 years. Ugh. And I forget what the surgery is, but he did some kind of surgery that they do over there in Moscow. And now he's looking at spending the next decade in a Russian prison. But again, bad timing. I don't think we have great relations with Russia right now. If you missed it, they're tearing down the McDonald's signs in Russia now. They're tearing them down and smashing them because McDonald's, like every other U.S. corporation, is pulling out of Russia. But good luck to Brittney Griner. Doesn't look good, but let me do Shay, and then we will give you the latest from our embarrassing vice president. God, I don't know if this is the worst, but it's close. Shay Concrete, you know what they can do for you? This summer, you got to do a summer home improvement project. I got one for you. New precast concrete steps, whether you're building a new home or you're remodeling an old one. Shay has great values on precast concrete steps with designs that will fit your home. There are many options available, including concrete, but you can also customize with beautiful stone or brick. A new staircase will dramatically upgrade the front entrance of your home, giving you a much better curb appeal. You'll be the envy of the neighborhood. They remove the old steps, bring in new steps within hours. You got a whole new look, and your house looks better and is worth more. This isn't just this isn't an expense. This is an investment, an upgrade in your home. With one phone call, Shay will deliver a turnkey installation experience. In a few hours, you'll have a brand new front entrance, and you will love it. You can learn more about Shay's precast concrete steps at shayconcrete.com. Also at shayconcrete.com, you got to look for a job, a good one. Shay is hiring. They're always hiring. The business is good. It is booming. Right now, they have between 15 and 20 open positions. These are career opportunities for all different types of people with all different types of skill sets. All you got to do is pass a drug test. We just checked. This was in Chicago. Where else? Again, she's talking. I don't know what she's talking about, but it ain't the five-month-old kid that got murdered over the weekend. It's not the rash of shootings by people with illegal guns, not AR-15s, with illegal handguns. Latest on Chicago over the weekend. Always fun to do to see what's actually happening in Chicago while Lori Lightfoot is freaking out about Clarence. Five killed, including a five-month-old, is your latest. This is what they do in Chicago TV stations and other media outlets. No, 28 others hurt, five dead, including a five-month-old and a 17-year-old boy. A five-month-old girl and a 17-year-old boy shot dead in Chicago. And that space alien mayor is screaming about Clarence Thomas and her rights to abortion. It's just insanity. Do you know what the mayor should be doing? She should be in a police cruiser going up and down these streets screaming that we have to stop the violence. She'd be screaming about illegal guns. Ah, this is sick. You just read it and you're just sick. Oh, let me get the local, the latest for, they always tally up the year so far. This is NBC and they go through all the shootings. 4:30 a.m., a 32-year-old man was getting out of his car and a person in passing vehicle opened fire, striking him in the chest. The man was taken to the hospital, pronounced dead. One after another, goes to Friday, Saturday, the whole police log. The Monday, they even include this morning. 28 wounded, 5 dead, including a 5-month-old kid. And our vice president was in Chicago, actually Plainville. Let me get the place. Plainville, Illinois, outside of Chicago, at a NALEO conference. Did we figure out what the hell that is? A NALEO conference.
NALEO.
Oh, NALEO. Yeah, I'm not familiar, but doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where she is. Doesn't matter what she's speaking about. It's a mess. But this one, she's as always, speaking, you know, clearly with confidence and saying nothing. You listen to this and tell me if it makes any sense at all. Go ahead.
The strength of our nation has always been that despite the odds and the obstacles, we push to move forward, that we are guided by what we see that can be, unburdened by what has been.
What is that? I can't wait for Tucker tonight. He'll tear apart again. But we just watched whatever, 30 seconds or earlier, we were watching more of it. And we still don't know what she's talking about. We couldn't figure out what the subject was. Just unburdened by what she got the hands going. And again, no one fits this description. No one in history fits the description better than she sounds like she doing a book report on a book she didn't read. She's trying to fake her way through something for which she is woefully unprepared. Her staff, she's got a huge staff. They haven't all quit. Give her notes. She just has to go through the notes and she doesn't. She's not only is she unprepared, she's just lazy when you think about it. She risks embarrassing herself rather than do the research.
It stands for National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials.
Great. So that's, she's unburdened by, did she mention Myra Flores, first Mexican born congresswoman? Did she mention her little kid who almost got shoved off the stage by Nancy Pelosi? No. What absolute gibberish. But all right, we got to leave it. I know I'm missing all these comments. And thanks to everybody on there for commenting. Anything good? Guy wants to know who Billy Joe Armstrong is. He sings the song they played on the Seinfeld. It was the final episode of Seinfeld, correct, when they played that song? He's from Green Day, and he is renouncing his citizenship. We'll follow up on that. We'll keep track of that, see if he actually does. I know you got lots more video and lots more stuff on Portnoy, but we don't have time. Anything really, really important I'm missing?
Nothing really, really important, no.
Okay, give me one thing that's unimportant that I'm missing.
That woman that was talking about her brother and her nephew.
Oh, right. Anna Navarro. We'll get to that. It's insane. Anna Navarro's got a great argument against overturning Roe v. Wade. She wants other people to abort their special needs kids because she has a brother with special needs. And damn it, they had their chance way back when and they didn't. And now the kid's just a total burden on her. It's an insane argument that even people on her side were saying, not sure we want to go there, Anna. I'm not sure we want to point to kids or adults with special needs and say, damn, why didn't we have Roe v. Wade when this pain in the ass was born? Bad argument. In fact, you know what one of the great arguments, you see it all on Twitter, people post their pictures of their Down syndrome kids and say, thank God we didn't abort him. He's wonderful. He's a gift. And you say, that's another great argument for, you know, having the choice. But people in 20 states are going to choose life, and good for them. But the guy in D.C., in Washington State, the football coach, he can continue to take a knee and say a silent prayer after games. I'm not sure why that upsets people, But congratulations to Coach. And thanks to everybody for watching and listening. Thanks to you, Ironhead, and our marketing manager, Graham. Thanks, bud. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not.
Who thinks it takes... Like the show? Leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify.
Well, the tide is turning in Massachusetts after years of watching Democrats raise taxes, hinder local businesses, silence the voices of parents, and disrespect the police. The people have had enough. Go to massgop.org to learn more, get involved, or make a contribution. In these tough economic times, rely on 1AAuto.com. Save money and empower yourself. In good times and bad, get great prices. Watch 1A Auto's massive library of free how-to videos. Fix it yourself, easy and fast with 1AAuto.com.
Finding suitable mental health medications can be a challenge. The GeneSight test may help. Did you know that genetics can play an important role in gaining insight on how a person may respond to various medications? Understanding this may help reduce medication trial and error. GeneSight is a genetic test that analyzes variations in DNA. It shows how genes may affect someone's metabolism or response to medications commonly prescribed to treat depression, anxiety, and other mental health conditions. Visit GeneSight.com for more information.